Well, hello there, Internet. This is ESE Insight calling, and this is your regular ESE Insight podcast. Now, the most astute amongst you will have noticed already that this is not Ewan. Ewan is off on holiday with his family, so it's left to me, Lisa Jane Lewis, to take you through the latest news from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest and the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. And we got a few other things for you as well. So stay tuned. Okay, let's start with the Eurovision Song Contest. We have two pieces of news that have come out of Portugal from the host broadcaster. The first is the name of the arena has changed. This, I think, is not unusual in Eurovision circumstances when a new sponsor is found for the venue. So the MEO Arena that we have been referring to has now changed to the Altice Arena, still a Portuguese telecom company sponsoring it, and that's what we'll call it from now, the Altice Arena. The other bit of news out of Portugal is about the cost of the contest. It's been reported that Portugal are going to try and run a cheaper Eurovision Song Contest, and we've seen broadcasters do that over over the years. Malmo particularly, 2013, were very keen to not run a big, flashy, expensive contest, possibly as a bit of an answer to Azerbaijan's huge spend the year before. So not unusual for broadcasters to say they want to host a cheaper, more cost-effective show, and RTP have said that that's what they want to do. That, of course, doesn't mean that it's going to look cheap and that it's not going to be a good show. It just means that they're going to be really careful about where those euros are going. Well, we have had lots of news about national finals, and it seems that the whole of Europe is going national final happy on us. We have the ones that we always expect to happen, Melody Festival and Estilau. Those have announced their dates a long time ago, and Ewan has told you about those on the podcast. But we have some new countries who have decided, well, not new countries to the show, but some countries who have decided to go for a national final. So some new national finals to put in your diary. We don't have date, but we do have some countries that are going to make it a little bit interesting in the winter and springtime next year. So let's look at them. Montenegro, first of all, not had a national final since 2007 when they joined the contest. And now they are going back to a national final format in February. There'll be five jurors that pick the shortlist and then it goes to TV. Next up, we have Serbia bringing back Beovizia. They, again, not done a national final for a long time, so really great to see Serbia doing that. Serbia have had an interesting time recently at the Eurovision Song Contest. Failed to qualify last year, so it looks like the broadcasters are saying, you know what, let's put it to the public, see if they can do any better. France are running Destination Eurovision. That's probably pronounced more French than I just did. So France having a national final. Of course, France have internally selected for a long time now. I guess like Serbia, they're hoping maybe that the French public can do better at selecting an act that might get a higher score in the final, as France have had. Well, France did okay last year. They're obviously hoping to do a little bit more. And then we have the wonderful, crazy news that's come out of San Marino. San Marino, if you haven't heard, where have you been? San Marino are running a online national final, basically. So it's open to anybody, wherever you are in the world, whatever your age, whatever your genre of music, San Marino want to hear from you. They're going to run this series of knockouts online. You can enter without it costing a penny, or you can enter and pay them €5, and then you don't have to go through the bit where the public choose online, and you just go straight through to being heard by the judges. If you don't want to pay €5, then you'll go online, and people will be able to click a like on your video, on your music. If you get 100 likes, you then go into the judges bit. I'm a little bit confused by it. I've read it several times as to how it's going to work, but I think this is how it is. Then there's going to be a series of online knockout rounds until eventually we have the San Marinese entry for next year. Who knows what it could be? I love that San Marino are doing this. They are the country that is bonkers enough to make this work. And it, you know, it could go either way. And as many people have been pointing out online, there is nothing stopping Valentina Minetta from entering, just the same that there's no barrier to me entering. Let's see what happens. So there you go. Those are the new national finals that we've got coming up in the diary for next year. We also have some dates been released for Festival of Kengis in Albania. That's going to be on December the 23rd, so 2 days before Christmas. And that is also the last shopping day before Christmas. So there you go. Go out shopping, come back in, and then you can watch Festival of Kengis in the evening whilst you are wrapping up your Christmas prezzies, drinking mulled wine and eating a mince pie. It feels very early to be talking about Christmassy things, I do say. Okay, what else do we have? The Maltese singers and titles are available online. Go into the Malta Eurovision Song Contest website and you will see all the singers and titles. The Latvia long list is available as well. There are 63 songs on Latvia's long list. Apparently, you can click through and rate all 63 if you want to. I think I might wait for a shorter list to come out of Latvia. Anyway, good on them. They're back, not to be defeated. And we wait and see what Latvia give us next year. Okay, I think that's all the national final news that I have written down on my list. Probably by the time this goes out, somebody else will have announced a national final. But if that is the case, we will bring you up to speed in the next one. And some news from the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, taking place, of course, in just a few weeks' time in Tbilisi, Georgia. I am personally looking forward so much to heading out there. I've always wanted to visit Georgia. And when Tbilisi said that they would host following last year's win by Mariam Mamardashvili, I was over the moon and very, very excited to be able to go and visit Tbilisi. So both myself and Ewan will be out on the ground bringing you all the news and everything that happens there. But we have a few news stories from Junior ahead of that. We now know all but two of the songs that will be representing at this year's Junior Eurovision. We're still waiting on a song announcement for Georgia, although we do have their artist announced.
Ellie dropping in. With their impeccable sense of timing, Georgia decided to drop their Junior Eurovision song onto their YouTube channel while I was editing.
And we're waiting on the Irish National Selection programme to go out. That is aired on TG4 on the 19th of November. So we'll already be in Georgia when that programme goes out and we find out who Ireland is sending. But we probably will know that already because we'll already be there. But anyway, so that's what's happening in Ireland. All the other songs are out and available on YouTube and on the broadcasters' networks and on the artists' social pages as well. If they're 13 plus, they do all have social media, isn't that the truth? Follow them and find them and listen to the songs and see what you think. There are some really great ones coming. I've heard most of them, I think, now, and looks like it will be a really, really great show. Also in the world of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, we have confirmation, although I think we probably already knew that this would be the case. Bulgaria will not be representing at this year's Junior Eurovision. Hopefully that's just a one-year break whilst they get themselves sorted from the new admin at BNT and that they will be back with us next year and beyond. And the other rather interesting news coming out of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, I'm sure many of you have seen it, is we already have a host city for Junior Eurovision 2018. And that city is Minsk in Belarus. So that's quite interesting. Not sure what I think about it. I would not like that to be the pattern at Adult Eurovision because I think there is something really quite fabulous in the you win, you host. But on the flip side of that, I do understand that 1 year to put on such a show is pushing it, even with Eminem Productions, who are slick and know exactly what they're doing. It's always a challenge, I think, to host the Eurovision Song Contest, but I feel like it's kind of part of the thing. You win, you host. As for Junior, maybe that's a smaller competition. Maybe that's a good way for some of the smaller broadcasters to be able to host bigger events. They just need a bit more time to do it. So we're off to Minsk next year. We have no dates of that. That's not been confirmed or released or anything. So we don't know when, but we would expect it to be at the end of November, as it has been the last few years. So that's the news from the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. I want to bring you some news from our 2017 stars of Eurovision, because lots of them have been up to things over the summer and have got new music out and all kinds of things. If you've missed it, Francesco Gabbani has a new single out. It's on the album if you haven't bought the album Magellano, which is just fantastic. I've been listening to it almost nonstop across the summer. It's such a summer happy album. He has a new single out, which is on the album. It's called Pachydermi Papagalli. It's actually one of my favourite songs on the album. I really, really love it. Such a great song. Also, we have new music from Nathan Trent. I'm sure many of you have seen his song Good Vibes, which he just announced today has gone into the charts in Austria, the Ö3 hit radio chart. He's entered the charts with his new song Good Vibes. Again, if you've not bought it, go find it on iTunes and all good streaming platforms. And if you're in Austria or Switzerland or Germany or somewhere down near Innsbruck, what else is down there? Liechtenstein. Do we have any listeners in Liechtenstein? I must find that out. So if you're down in that corner over the Christmas and New Year period, Nathan will be appearing in West Side Story in Innsbruck. So if that is up your street and you want to go see him in theatre, then you certainly can. Now, we don't have a new single from Jana Bačeska, who represented Macedonia this year, but we do have a new baby. And we have to say huge, huge congratulations to Jana on the birth of baby Donna. Yes, you heard right. The baby is called Donna, the name of Calliope's song for Macedonia the year before. You couldn't make it up. It's lovely. I've seen a picture. She's absolutely gorgeous. And we wish her and her husband all the best as they bring up their new baby daughter, Donna. New music from Svala. Svala obviously represented Iceland, but she's based out in LA and is a big part of the LA kind of cool music vibe scene out there. She has new music out. It's called Blissful. You can find it on her website. And it probably would be amiss of me not to mention that those of you in the UK are probably seeing a certain Slavko Kalasic on X Factor UK at the moment. As we record this, we are just ahead of the weekend of judges' houses, and you'll know that Slavko has made it through the judges' auditions, through boot camp, through the arena audition where the braid came out. I'm sure you all saw that. I about died as I had put the braid in that night. Then he went into Six Chair Challenge and made it through that safely on chair number 4 and into judges' houses this weekend. That's the news of our 2017 alumni. Ellie and myself were just in Vienna a couple of weeks ago, and we were there just at the time when the programme went out on ORF Kultur about the new European songbook. And many of you will remember back in the summer, Conchita was planned to come and perform at the Edinburgh Festival with a collaboration with a band made up of Syrian refugees now living in Vienna called Basalt. And it was all going to be really exciting. A lot of people were very had tickets and really wanted to go and see. And you'll remember that the band members from Basalt were not granted visas to visit the UK. Leave annoyed emoji sound here. There is no annoyed emoji sound, but you can make one up. So that concert never happened. So Conchita and Basalt ended up, in fact, premiering their new single, their new song, Small House, as part of a music festival, Conchita's concert in Vienna, instead of as originally intended in Scotland. But that is the song that we want to share with you today on the end of this podcast. It's Conchita and Basalt and their beautiful song, Small House, for the new European songbook.
كنتي جنبيهم عم بتموتي وعم اصرخ لا على صوتي صراخي ما في صراخي ما عم تسمعي شي
so long since I've been worried counting the stairs to my freedom's gate such a long time I've been stuck at my doorstep not daring to take a step outside Until suddenly a voice came through like a thunder to my heart, uniting me to love and rise again. Searching myself,
I know I'm dead.
Open the doors,
break me
through the mirror.
But you should back,
be home again.
So that is all your news for the last 2 weeks from Junior Eurovision and the Eurovision Song Contest. That brings you up to speed, and Ewan will be back in a couple of weeks' time with everything that's happened in the next 2 weeks. Take care, everyone, and let's bring on those guitars.